And you're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell. You know, City Hall saw a development in an ongoing federal corruption investigation today. An LA real estate consultant has agreed to plead guilty to racketeering. Observers have been waiting to see who else might cooperate. Jack Weiss, a former LA City Councilman for the 5th District and a former federal prosecutor, has been watching the case closely, and we've been checking in with him as this investigation continues to unfold, and he joins me now. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Jack. So what is the consultant, or who rather is the consultant that agreed to plead guilty, and what did we learn from his plea?
Sure. This is a guy named George Chang, and he's agreed to plead guilty to RICO charges, and that is the earthquake today. These aren't your ordinary run-of-the-mill corruption charges, bribery charges, influencing charges. He has admitted that he was part of a racketeering organization known as Council District A Enterprise. And in this charging document today, the U.S. Attorney's Office is making almost no effort to disguise that their ultimate target here is a council member named Jose Huizar. The L.A. Times has already indicated that, and the L.A. Times has already indicated that a former official in the Garcetti administration, a guy named Ray Chan, who was a deputy mayor, is also one of the unnamed individuals that the guy today, George Chang, has pled guilty to conspiring with and indeed racketeering with.
All right. So as you've just mentioned, other players at City Hall have decided to plead guilty in this scheme, like former City Councilman Mitchell Englander and former City Planning Commissioner Justin Jangwoo Kim. There are lots of other individuals implicated in this latest filing, as you just talked about, including someone listed as, quote, Council Member A in this enterprise. We've seen the reference come up in other court documents and this deputy mayor as well. Any thoughts on how far up the chain this actually goes and who those other people are?
Well, let's just take a moment and say that Councilmember A, who the LA Times says is Jose Huizar, and the deputy mayor, who the LA Times says is Ray Chan, according to today's charging document, they are likely to be indicted on RICO charges. I mean, that's a terrible thing for them. I mean, that's, you know, you could be looking at more than a decade in federal prison if you're convicted of those crimes. We still don't know whether there are other council members who are at risk. A few months, maybe a year back, there was a raid of the Department of Water and Power. So we don't know whether even there are, if there are even further people at risk. But according to the charges today, Councilmember A ran his office as a completely corrupt racketeering entity. This is just a monumental charge in federal law enforcement. We rarely see federal prosecutors bring out the RICO hammer for local officials.
You know, the filing does state that Chang represented a company that funneled $66,000 to an associate of that unnamed L.A. City Council member, referring to Huizar here, potentially. The company he represented also pledged to provide $100,000 to a political action committee that was designed to benefit a relative of that council member. And like we say, it could have been Huizar. Of course, the fact that his wife was running for his seat with him soon to be termed out also. And his offices were very publicly raided in 2018. Why has the Justice Department not revealed it's him or someone else? And are there other major players that we may look at here?
I mean, it's a great question. Obviously, they are working their way up the chain. A few weeks ago, a Korean-American individual named Mr. Kim agreed to cooperate again against Councilmember A. In that case, he agreed that he had provided six figures in cash and a brown paper bag to Councilmember A. We've seen evidence from the charging documents that council staff, City Hall staff, are cooperating. At some point, you have to assume the U.S. Attorney's Office is going to convene a grand jury. I don't know if they can do it by Zoom. They may have to put them in the same room, and they're going to indict these ultimate officials.
All right. Well, you mentioned at some point. Let's talk about that for a quick second. The investigation started to play out in the public eye nearly 2 years ago. How much longer will it go on, do you think, before it wraps up? And what do you think that does look like, aside from a grand jury? Maybe that is the ultimate thing.
It has to be soon, because this has been a real drumbeat of real serious charges. We've seen a council member, Mitch Englander, agree to plead guilty. So I assume that things are going to happen really quickly. We have an election coming up in the fall, and federal prosecutors typically don't want to bring charges too close in time to elections, just because of the possible impact on elections. So today's charge signifies to me that it could be no more than a matter of weeks or months.
All right, Jack Weiss is a former L.A. City Councilman for the 5th District and a former federal prosecutor. Thanks again so much for coming on.
Thanks, Larry.